Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, let's go right out to the Hall and Capitis fan hotline, where we find an old friend, Kevin Allen. He's covered hockey for decades, one of the best in the business. Kevin, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Enjoying the hockey. It's bizarre to be writing about it from my couch, but, it's better than not having any hockey at all.
Man, I'll say. So the first question I have for you is Jim Rutherford making a pretty bold and in some ways surprising move. Not that he would get rid of one guy, but he got rid of all three, the whole staff except for Mike Sullivan, Mark Recchi, Jacques Martin, and Sergei Gonchar. What was your reaction, Kevin, and what do you think the hockey world's reaction is?
Well, I think the hockey reaction is that Jim Rutherford was sending a statement that, if you're not going to live up to expectations, because let's face it, most of us who watched that Penguins team during the regular season thought they had sort of morphed into kind of a different kind of Penguins team, but it looked like a team that could really make some noise in the postseason, and the performance level against Montreal was stunningly poor. And I think there are going to be more changes, but I think the first strike, I mean, obviously Sullivan is one of the best coaches in the league, but, when you fire the entire coaching staff, you say, even in the coaching area, could use some improvement as well. So it seems to me that they're kind of looking to get sort of freshen up the Penguins a little bit. And, you can do that with changing the coaching staff, even if you have the same head coach.
Kevin, where do you put most of the blame for their flame out? They're 1-9 in their last 10 playoff games. Malkin did really nothing. That's where I put most of the blame. Where do you put it?
Yeah, I think Malkin certainly bears a heavy responsibility. But I got to say that when I watched the team in the playoffs, the lineup felt stale to me. And that's surprising because, they've added Zucker. It was a kind of a different team this season in terms of how they played. But if you look at it, you're still counting on most of the same guys. And I think that's what Rutherford sees. I think he's looked at this and said, we've got to freshen this lineup up. I don't think that, you've got to move out everyone, but it's time to consider what the team's going to look like in life after Malkin and Crosby. And I think the earlier you can start that process, the better it will be. You don't want to end up bottoming out like, we saw with, for example, the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, the Red Wings had a great team for many, many years, as the Penguins did. And, boy, when they bottomed out, it's ugly. It's ugly with the Red Wings. So I think that's what Rutherford's thinking. He's looking around. I don't think he's going to trade half the roster, but I wouldn't be shocked if he does something bold this summer. If we see, kind of a name player move and we bring in name players. And, I expect Rutherford, who obviously has a history of being able to swing big trades, to do something pretty bold.
Kevin Allen on the Hall and Capitis fan hotline. All right, let's pick up on that. Stale, by the way, is a great word for watching this team. Let's talk about Gino, Evgeny Malkin. He's got a no-movement clause. There was a feeling a year ago at this time that Florida would be one place where he would waive that because he has a home there and there's a Russian presence there. Do you think that the Panthers would be interested in Geno? If you're the Penguins, would you be interested in trading him for the right price?
I think yes and yes. Clearly with Dale Talon being moved out in Florida, they haven't made any progress down there in terms of, you know, creating an interest in their franchise. And they also haven't had success on the ice. And, they have an owner down there that wants very badly to be competitive. And, you know, if you could bring in a named player like that, particularly, like Barkov and Huberto are darn fine players. And if you can add, a second center, if you have a center group that suddenly becomes Malkin and Barkov, that's a pretty significant 1-2 combination. So I think they would be interested. I think it's, we've heard Malkin's name a lot of summers, and I think we'll hear it again this offseason. It's just a matter of whether or not the Panthers can offer enough to make it worthwhile, because you're certainly not going to give Malkin away. He's still playing at a very high level. If you're going to serve the Penguins' needs, you got to get players back that can be important for this franchise for multiple years. So, I think it's something that should be discussed from both teams' perspective.
Well, let me follow real quick with that, Kevin, and that is Huberto was a name mentioned last year. Now, he was their leading scorer this year in Florida. Would he be a guy that's in any way realistic to come back? And if not him, what would get the job done here? Draft picks,
yeah,
prospects, or a real player?
Well, I think a combination. I mean, I think if you're going to trade Malkin, you've got to get back a player that can help you now, someone with an A-minus, the B-plus, or A future, that kind of prospect, and then maybe a draft pick. For sure, you can't give Malkin away to get someone to plug a hole, for the next year or so. I mean, if you're going to trade Malkin, you're setting yourself up for the next 3 or 4 seasons, in my book. And I think I haven't looked at the roster enough to make a deal. Certainly Huberto, you could certainly start with that and talk to him about that. I mean, that is the kind of player that you would love to get back. He certainly could help now. But it'll be interesting, because the Panthers are going to want to try to hang on to Huberto and Barkov, to make Malkin more attractive, because all of a sudden, they're looking at a power play that could have Malkin, Huberto, and Barkov, and, they've got Keith Yandle there on defense who can bomb the puck. So, obviously, if you make a deal like that, you're going to try to hang on as many as important assets you can. So it becomes a decision of, is Malkin as valuable to us if we can't hang on to Huberto? So it would be interesting to see if they can make that work. There's enough talent there to make that trade, though. I guarantee you that. You look at their group, and they have players that are desirable, to say the least.
Well, Kevin, Florida better hope that they play better on the power play than the Penguins did during this past series, that's for sure. The other guy we wanted to ask you about is Matt Murray. Our feeling is they're going to move on for him and turn the job over to Tristan Jarry, both restricted free agents. They can't keep both. What do you think the league looks at as Matt Murray? Is he obviously, he's a 2-time Stanley Cup champion, but he's obviously struggled the last couple years.
Yeah, he has. And, I don't think you're going to get a lot for either one of them. They're going to be trying to move a goalie at a time when the goalie market's going to be pretty strong. Leonard's going to be in that market. I don't know how everyone feels about Holtby after watching him in last game, but Holtby will be in that market as well. Lundqvist will be in that market. I've been beating the drum a little bit. A deal that makes sense to me would be to move one of those goalies, and I'm assuming you're correct, it'll be Murray, to the Red Wings, who don't have a young goalie that fits their young mix of players. And both of those guys are still young enough they could sort of fit into that. And I think even now when the Revenues are still going to be bad. I think it would help the confidence of that young group if they had, you know, a young goalie that they could sort of count on. So it'd be interesting if they could sort of work something out with the Red Wings. But, you know, it's not a lot of, with the expansion draft comes out, it's not going to be easy to, you know, it's not like there's going to be 10 suitors for, you know, one of those two goalies, even if you like them. It's just, you know, so many teams are setting goal and, you know, they don't want to bring in a guy just to lose them in the expansion draft.
Well, this is getting mighty juicy now, Kevin. I'm enjoying this conversation. So, all right, Red Wings, Matt Murray, what are we looking at there? What's realistic? Again, picks, prospects, a real player, what?
I think a pick at best, and it certainly wouldn't be a first round.
Wow.
I just don't think, I don't think the market's going to be as strong. I mean, you know, you got to have two people who are interested in one of your goalies, and you know, it's easier to sign one of those. Like, I think Leonard's going to be the hot guy in the market. You know, how many teams are actually looking for goalies? You know, if Calgary makes a long run, you know, suddenly everybody thinks, well, Calgary will get a goalie. And, you know, Lundqvist being out there, like, you know, he's a good fit for a team that wants a goalie now to try to win. So, you know, I say to everyone when they say, name me the team that you think is a good fit for the young Penguins goalies. So, you know, there's a lot of teams, most of the teams in this league are set in net.
Kevin, you mentioned Leonard in Vegas. What's up with Marc-Andre Fleury? You know, we feel he's a future Hall of Famer here, benched again there. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't think that was an easy decision for them because, I mean, everyone in Pittsburgh understands because he was so popular there as well. And, you know, it's a similar situation. It wasn't his best season. They brought in Leonard. The fact they brought him in, they didn't bring him in you know, thinking that, well, just in case it blows up. I think they foresaw this possibly happening, that maybe they wanted to, you know, have another goalie. And Leonard was clearly the right choice. He's playing better than Fleury. I think they still, you know, love Marc-Andre Fleury. You know, obviously they have him tied up contractually. But it's going to be interesting if they make a long run, and I think the Golden Knights are capable of making a long run. If Leonard's their guy, well, now what do they do? Because he's going to be a free agent, and, you know, they're going to have a decision to make because, you know, he's a pretty good goalie, and he played very well for Chicago, and they really liked him there, so, and he will be very hot. So I don't know. It's not an easy situation for Vegas to be in because they absolutely love Fleury. They love what he's done for their franchise. He's beloved by all of his teammates. But he just wasn't as good this season, and, you know, Leonard is a better option.
You couldn't foresee Fleury finishing his career in Pittsburgh, could you?
I think certainly anything is possible, for sure. Obviously, you know, I don't think that is a, you know, on the front burner by any stretch of the imagination. But I wouldn't rule anything out. And the other issue here that complicates everything, and it's certainly going to complicate the moving of goalies or the moving of major players, is the salary cap for the next 2 years. And if we all believe that it's, you know, not going to grow quickly, that we're going to be flat for a couple of years, you know, there's going to be a lot of teams looking to move players, and there's not going to be many teams that can take players in. So, you know, it's going to be, people complain now that it's hard to make trades, and I never heard Jim Rutherford ever make that complaint because he always seems to find a way to do it. But it is for sure harder now than it was last summer, just because everyone's really afraid of what the cap's going to look like for the next two seasons.
Kevin, we'll let you go with this, and that is about a minute left. Two more players here, very curious about. Chris Letang, Patrick Hornquist, both have some term left. What would the market be for one or two of those guys?
I think it would be good. I think people would be willing to make, you know, like I could tell you, like, Patrick Hornquist to the Nashville Predators. You know, they're looking for that kind of player. They certainly have familiarity with him. You know, they're looking to, I think David Poile is looking to do exactly what Jim Rutherford is doing, which is just shake up the lineup a little bit, get new players in, get different chemistry. I think the market on both those players would be good, and I think if you were going to make some player-for-player trades, both of those guys, I think you could move.
Ron, you got anything?
Nope, I think we're out of time, but enjoyed this conversation. I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting offseason here, Kevin. You know that? Really interesting.
Well, it's always interesting with Jim Rutherford. I believe strongly in his ability to trade. He and David Poile, in a world where everybody says it's hard to trade, it's interesting to me that they always find a way to do it.
Kevin, thanks for the time, man. Hopefully we can talk soon.
Yeah, sounds good. See you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.